Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from city of Orlando and thereabouts. And we're sending greetings to each and every one of you, letting you know that we love you. We really love you. Yes, we do. And if you call in and want to chat with us for something, we will. Praise God. Amen. 347-857-3925. And click on the one. Okay? And if you do, somebody will talk to you. Yes, we're waiting for you. We're praying for you also as you pray for us. All right, here is Sister Diane. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. You are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Thanking you for this day, Lord, Father. Thanking you for the opportunity, Father. Father, to pray not only for ourselves, Father God, but for others. And we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you, Lord. Father, those, Lord, Father, that we are praying for, any sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as you forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thank you this day. We thank you, Lord, Father, for each and every person that is listening, Lord, Father, to this broadcast, that will listen now and listen at a later date, Lord, Father. We ask you to touch them. You know what they need at this present time, Lord, Father. Father, we hold to you the Williams family, Lord. Father, on the loss of their loved ones, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to give them the peace and the comfort that they need right now in the name of Jesus. All those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, those in Ohio, Lord. Father, those in California, Father. Those in Tallahassee, all over, Father, that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. We hold them before you, Lord, Father. And, Father, we ask you to comfort them in this time, Lord, Father. Father, those that are going through snowstorms, Lord, hurricanes, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to shield and protect your people. Father, those that are dealing with tsunamis, earthquakes, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, for mercy upon them right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that they will band together, Lord. And, Father, hold up, Lord, Father, your name, Lord, and we thank you. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for those that you have brought out of comas, Lord. We thank you for those that you have taken up off their deathbeds, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father, for making ways out of no ways, Lord. We thank you for their homes. We thank you for the cars. We thank you, Lord, Father, for those coming to you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we continue to pray for those that have some type of cancer, Lord, or dealing with dialysis, Father. We continue to hold them to you, Lord. Father, we don't know the process, Lord, Father, that they go through, Lord, Father, in their bodies, Father, but you know. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for being there with them, Lord. We thank you for touching their bodies and giving them the strength, Father, that they need. Father, we hold to you, Lord, Father God. Crystal, right now, in the name of Jesus, thanking you right now for touching her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching, Lord, Father, Deidre, Thomas Hyde, Eldred, Father. We thanking you right now in the name of Jesus. Thanking you this day, Lord, Father, for touching them, Lord, Father. Thank you for touching Prophet Hunt right now, Lord, Father. We thanking you for kidneys. We thanking you, Lord, Father, for livers right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father, for providing. We thank you for healing, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Father, canceling all assignments, Lord, Father God, that would send for, Father, to hinder this broadcast, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Father God, for having your way right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, Father, for decreasing my apostle and pastor as they bring forth the word. We thank you for the word in advance coming forth to touch, heal, deliver, and set free, to give comfort. Father, we thank you, Lord, taking no one and nothing, Lord, Father, for granted. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing for us right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Was your name called? If your name wasn't called, it's because, oh, yes, do we pray for Bishop's brother-in-law family? Praise God. We send prayers to them because he passed last night. Bless God, he passed last night. And we want to send our condolences to the family right now. In Jesus' name, at this time, and the Williams family also in Zellwood, I believe it was, their brother passed also. We're sending our condolences to them also. And we thank God for the young lady was found.
Amen.
They didn't tell
thank
us
you,
where.
Jesus.
They're in Jacksonville. She was found, but I don't know where she was or what happened. I didn't
thank
get
you,
that.
Lord.
But anyway, we are praying for them also. And don't forget Serenity, who has was born with some defects in her body, kidney, heart, and some liver, a whole lot of things, the little Serenity, the Walford family. And we're praying for them also. If you want us to pray for you, we will pray for you also today. All right? Just call us and let us know. We will stop what we're doing and we will pray for you. Yes, it's very important to us that we do pray for you and want you to know that we love you. You know, we're not just here running our mouth. We're here because we want to do whatever we can for you, you know, in the Lord. So we thank God for Pastor Sharon coming in. We thank God for the Prophet Nathan coming in. Yes, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And most of all, we thank God for you. Okay, on the other line, we appreciate you being there. I tell you, I would just tell you, you know, God is just so good. He's good to us. Amen. All of us, me, you, and anybody else that's out there. God is still good. I don't care whether you serve him or not. God is still good because he allowed you to live, breathe, have a reasonable portion of health and strength, some of you. Amen. Praise God. God is just a good God, isn't it? My God, I just, you know, instead of waiting for Thanksgiving to thank him, start thanking him now for your life, because it could be you gone. Amen. I'm thanking him for mine. I know I'm thanking him for mine. All right. God cannot be confined in churches, contained within creeds, restricted to religions, or destroyed by doubters. Check that now. God cannot be confined in churches, contained within creeds, restricted in religions, or destroyed by doubters. If you doubt, that don't mean he's going to destroy God, do it? You see? So, he's still good. If you doubt, he's not going to stop being God just because you doubt. You better get with it and start believing. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise God. I'll be nice today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank. Glory to God. But, you know, I am just not the keeper of myself. Because I love God. And I study the word continually. So, therefore, I want to know what he's saying. I don't want to know just what's written in the book. I want to know the very essence of the book. Every detail of the book, what it means for my life and what it means for your life. Do you see what I'm saying? And I don't want you to go wrong because I don't want to go wrong. If I go wrong and I talk to you, I'll end up telling you wrong. But if I continually submit myself to the righteousness of God, I can't go wrong. How about you? Isn't that right? Ah, yes, yes, yes. All right, bless God. Let me just go on. Praise God. There's so much. Listen, there's a lot of sadness going on in the world, isn't there? But let me tell you, you don't have to be sad because everything else is sad. Look at it from another angle. Whatever sadness is going on, even down to when people pass, there's always, you can find, you may not feel good at the time, but you can find some good in it. Oh, yes, we had one person to pray. Did we pray for Denise? Hallelujah. Father, we send the word to Denise right now in the name of Jesus there in the hospital, Lord, that you touch her right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cancel every assignment that's going to get a savor and deliver her right now, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, I'm back to here. Amen. It's so good to be here and to pray about things and to help you. See, if anything else, when you have someone pass in your family, each one of us supposed to do cry with you if you cry. You see, God say that we supposed to cry with you. And when you laugh, we supposed to laugh with you, right? So, now, everything has a reason in life. Did you hear what I say? Everything in life has a reason, death and life. Because the Bible did say death and life is in the power of your tongue. How do you perceive it? Perceive it. Praise God. Amen. Just think about this stuff that you think one way is probably another way. Do you get the picture? You got it. Yes, you did. You see, you hear that, don't you? All right. Praise God. Let us go. We're going to start with Jeremiah, the first chapter. Now, on the former broadcast, we talked about you doing what? Breaking forth. And we dealt with the reality, perceptions of your reality. Are you perceiving what is real today? Are you doing it? That's what we started off with. With that, bless God. Y'all, excuse me for just one moment. And I'm determined. The devil decide he determined too. But I told you before, I'm breaking forth.
Amen.
All right, praise God. We'll try to get this straight. Amen. I'm still going now. I didn't stop just because of that little hindrance, because we know he's always trying something. All right. We start with Jeremiah, the first chapter here. And I'm going to start with the 9th verse, you know, and I'm not going to be very long because we're going to see what Pastor. Oh, yes. Okay. And we have our own Pastor Dungy there, too. Bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. We called her yesterday. Yes, yes, yes. And I don't know what she stepped out a minute. Praise God. But we will call her today. Bless God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. We love that lady. She's a beautiful lady in the Lord. The 9th verse says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth." Talking about Jeremiah. Jeremiah telling you what's happening now. "And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." Now today, I want you to take that scripture right there. I'm not finished yet. But I want you to take that scripture today and take it and use it. Say, "I have put my words in thy mouth." Now see, God is putting his words in your mouth today. This day, this hour, did you hear what I'm saying? I am telling you that now, and I want you to allow yourself to soak in that right now, that the words that is about to come forth is going to be words especially for you to use. Did you get it? Okay. Then he says, going a little bit further, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant." You see, after you pull it down, you got to put it back, don't you? Hello, that's what the scripture is saying. All right, the 11th verse. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, but I will hasten my word to perform it." Now, remember now, what did he just tell you? I have put my words in thy mouth. See, he put his hand forth and touched his mouth, didn't he? Now, think about it. Think about it now. Get in the spirit. Feel God touching your mouth right now. Think about it. I want you to feel that. Feel it now. Get in the spirit and feel it. "And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." He's touching you right now, and he's putting a word in your mouth because you've been discouraged. You've been going through things, and sometimes you doubt, and then again you, well, Lord, maybe. And we go through these different emotions in our life. The enemy is still trying to work on you to take out whatever God put in there. He's trying to shut your mouth. But this is what he says, "But I will hasten my word to perform it." Now, whatever you see in the spiritual realm, this is what we're dealing with now. Whatever you see in the spiritual realm, see, Jeremiah was seeing in the spirit, You see? So if he's seeing it in the spirit, what did the Lord say? "I will hasten to perform it." Now, I want you, every one of you that are listening to me today, right at this hour, I want you to say, after I say this again, "For I will hasten my word to perform it."
tell the Lord, it sounds good to me.
It sounds good to me.
That's the word today. It sounds good to me, Lord. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Whatever. Now, this is, he tells you even so in the 13th verse, and the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? See, it's all depend on what are you visualizing? What are you seeing at this time? When you know that he said death and life is in the power of your tongue, when you see it, you confess it, don't you, daughter? It sounds good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that God has said, huh? I am going to admit to it as it sounds good to me. In other words, it sounds so good, I am accepting the manifestation of it.
Come on now.
Do you get it? See, that's where you're going. When you say it sounds good to me, you, this is personal. This is personal. It sounds good to who? Me. This ain't not my sister, not my neighbor, not my mother, father. It ain't the preacher, the pastor, whoever. It's not them, but it's me.
Come on now.
Huh? Because I am expecting the manifestation of what I see and what I confess. I'm confessing what I see. Do you hear? Because I'm looking and expecting the manifestation of it. Oh, my God. Because when that manifestation comes, you see the blessing of the Lord is overtaking you, and he's doing what? Performing that which he spoke. Now, if I don't say another word, I hope you get that. Say it now. It sounds good to me.
It sounds good to me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. See, that's all I'm trying to get you into today, that when God speaks, take that word, and like Jeremiah, he's telling Jeremiah, I'm going to perform it. Huh? I'm going to do what is performed. Just doing it, right? Bringing it to pass. Verifying what he said, giving you the confirmation of what he said, and it's going to happen. Say, so, oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. You see, it's going to happen because he's doing it. Huh? God is not a God that he should lie. That's what he says, and I believe it. Do you believe it? So, now, here you go. Let's run on down. I'm just running through some scriptures right quick, and I'll go to another one. Thou therefore, gird, 17th, up thy lines and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. Say, Lord, it sounds good to me. I'm going
to
get what they get if I don't speak what you say speak. Hello. That's what he's telling you now. Huh? He going to confound you, right? That's your duty, is to tell whoever God send you to the word, whether they like it or not. It don't matter. You know, like Sunday we was in service and I was speaking. Pastor Sharon said, oh, boy, you bold. You know, she said, you bold. And I'm saying, what you mean? And she said, man, I would, for these people, I don't know, they ain't never seen these people. I wouldn't, oh. You see, the problem was God had spoke. I had to change my entire word that I was intending to say to something else because there was somebody in the midst that needed it. I did not want to be what? Confounded before them. Do you get the picture? Huh? Because if you look at people's faces when you minister, you won't talk. You will shut up. You won't say a word because they be looking at you so crazy and funny. And it kind of makes, how you say, you get shivers, chills run up and down your spine. Huh? Just because. But I like it when God begins to speak and say, tell thus and so. And it's not always pleasant. Then sometimes it is pleasant. You understand? But sometimes you have to give people a real hard word and you don't really want to, but you know you got to do it. Hmm? Because I don't want to pay the penalty that you was going to pay if you did it. You see what I'm saying? Okay, you get it in a minute. I get enough to have to pay for my own stuff. You see what I'm saying? When I do wrong, God gets me. Huh? You see? And I don't look for you to pay for what I do. And so you don't look for me to pay for what you do. You got the picture? Now, I know you didn't like that, but anyway, it still sound good to me. Hallelujah. Keep yourself in God where you don't have to be, God have to chastise you. Amen. You don't want God to chastise you. You know, to say, humble me, God. Humble me. No. Don't tell God to humble you because you ain't going to like it one bit. He told you what to do. Humble yourself. When you find yourself in that type of attitude and high-minded, so high-minded, ain't nobody saved but you, ain't nobody living right but you, you need to humble yourself, don't you? Now, you know that sound good, don't it? Ooh, Lord, that sound good. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. You humble yourself. Don't say, God, humble me. Because you may not like it at all then. Now, you humble yourself because you now, you know, you got control right here. But when God humbles, you have no control. Huh? When he asked David, what would you rather me do to you for what you done? You know you done wrong. Yeah, he admitted he done wrong. Huh? What do you want me to do? And he said, Lord, this is where he did his. He said, Lord, I'd rather you chastise me than man. Because, see, God going to stop at a certain time. But man going to keep punishing you till you drop dead. Okay? You ain't never going to have it right. Oh, that sound good to me. They sure do that. So I'm going to stay out of that, let man do something to me? No, I don't want man to do nothing because they don't know how to have no mercy.
Come on now.
They ain't got no mercy.
Come on.
Hello, y'all. I don't see that. But anyway, glory to God. So God began to give him instruction. Don't be dismayed at their faces. Don't look at people. You know, they told me keep your eye on the back wall or somewhere instead of looking at people's faces because they'll make you forget your message and you won't preach no more, won't teach no more, or tell them what thus saith the Lord because you look at their face, huh? But this is what he's given you to do. He say, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar. Look how strong you are now. And brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the prince thereof, against the priest thereof, and against the people of the land. Now, don't that sound good to you? He has made you a defense wall, huh? City, I mean. Let me tell you, see how much power you got? When he said in the New Testament, he said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Don't that sound good to you? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I have power. Tell the devil right now. I got the power, devil. You ain't. Oh, my God, my God. You got the power. Stop allowing the devil to take your power. Stop allowing him to take your energy. Yeah, you're so tired. You're just worn out. What happened? He's just taking your energy because he took your power from you so you don't have no energy to fight. You fall into everything that he presents to you, and then you take it into your heart, in your mind, and you leave it there. You don't get rid of it, release it out. You don't throw it away. You keep it. And after a while, it's turned into something very bad. It's rotten and it stinks. And guess what? It'll kill you, you see. But he's telling us what, when he made Jeremiah that, he's telling you also today that he's made you to be that. Huh? Your pillar, brazen wall. You got power against the whole land. Every devil in hell that come against you, you got the power over that because he gave it to you. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Does not matter how they form, how they come together. Don't care how many people come together. Don't care how they put something out there for you, a trap, a ditch, or whatever. It say if you dig one ditch, you better dig two because you're going to fall in it too. See, somebody going to fall in the ditch they dig for you. You know why? Because God gave you power over all of that. He let you see. That's why we were talking about perceiving and discernment, because he gives you power to see that there's a hole up there for you so that you can avoid it. There's a pit. The devil dug a pit for you, and he's the one going to fall in it. Ooh, my. I can't fall in the pit, you understand? Tell the devil I ain't falling in no pit. Mm-mm. You can dig all you want to, but I'm going to use that pit as a what? A blessing. When I dig that hole out, that means it's going to rain and fill it up. God going to fill it up with blessing. The hole can contain me. Tell the devil that now. The hole ain't going to contain me. Oh, that sounds good to me. I'm taking all that blessing for myself. You may not take it, but I'm taking it for myself. I need it. Praise God in my life, and I'm going to put it in my life. And God is good to me. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. And I just love him. I love what he do. I love what he say. I believe what he say because I've seen him work many times. And if he worked many times in my life before, he can work again, can he? My Lord. See, because the second time he come to Jeremiah and he told him something, he asked him what else he see. And he told, when he see it, he going to hasten to do what? Perform it. It's already done. Well, let's look, like the healing say, like the word say, healing is already done. We just haven't accepted yet in order to be healed. Huh? It didn't manifest yet. It's there for you waiting to enter into wherever you're sick, hurting, painful, whatever's hurting you. Huh? Whatever it is, it's waiting for you. But what is it? By his stripes you were healed, weren't you? Amen. He done already had the stripes. So that means you healed, don't it?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Did you not say sound good to me? Amen. It still sounds good to me. Hallelujah. You now see, you won't believe it. Y'all don't believe it today. Huh? You just don't believe it. Listen what Luke 1 say and 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, you see why it sounds good to me? With God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, why is it impossible to you? Why is it impossible to you? Because you don't believe it? Huh? Is that it? All right, now, think about it. Bless God. Listen what 45 says. 45th verse of the same chapter, Luke 1st chapter. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Whoever you are, you, her, him, whoever. If God told you he was going to bless you, you know you're blessed. And there shall be a performance. Come on now. I'm waiting for you now. Sounds good to me. Hallelujah. When you speak it with your mouth, believe in your heart, it shall be. You just created it for yourself. Did you get it? You created it for yourself. When you spoke it, if death and life is in the power of the tongue, it's in the power of your tongue. Your tongue spoke it. You just created it. Life. You just created it. Healing. You just created deliverance for yourself. If you can say it, say it, say it until you see it, see it, see it. That's been our motto for years. Huh? You got to see it. Believe it, then receive it. Did you see the steps you got to do?
Yes.
If you can't see yourself delivered, then you are not delivered. You're still bound.
Amen.
But you're going to have to see it before you can believe. You're going to have to start believing so to this. Have you ever believed so tough? I used to do that to myself. You know, I believed so hard. I was just believing God, and I was just seeing. I started smelling money. I know, it sounds crazy, but I started smelling money, okay? And let me tell you, a funny thing happened. One day, I was going to the bank. You know, I was going to cash a check or something. I went to the bank. And I was so busy believing about getting a plenty of money, getting some money to pay all my bills, getting some money to buy me a new car, getting the money. You know how you do. Days. And I was confessing. Do you hear what I'm saying? Went to the bank, and the oddest thing happened. I was standing up to the teller. Then the machine dysfunctioned, and all the money shot out right in front of me. And I'm going, is that mine? Is that? The lady said, no, my machine just kind of flipped off. But isn't it funny? It flipped when I got there. Because I was calling that money in. And all that woman's money, that teller money just shot out right out there in front of me. God knows I sure want to take it with me. But I know that a gun would be on me so fast if I'd have stuck my hand up there and I drew it back. I say, Lord have mercy, you want to give me this money bad, don't you? Praise God. But I thought that was the funniest thing happened. You know, it was so odd to like Holly. I say, what does that mean, God? What does that mean? I'm going to get some money? Am I going to get some money? Praise God. But see, the thing is, I was seeing it, smelling it, and it looked like it was mine. I had it already, you see. So God was performing it, but he was doing it in the spiritual realm. Naturally, it was happening from these people's point of view, but they wasn't willing to go along with God and give me the money. You see, they didn't go along with God, you see, and give me the money, you know, praise God. And I said, oh, God, you didn't give me the money. That ain't my money today. What is this? What is this now? I didn't want to get disappointed, you know, praise God. But I know God is doing something.
Thank you.
Amen. And because, let me tell you, trouble don't last always. And you know what? We say in a cliche, it's a bad wind that don't never change. Ah, see? If a person don't change, that's pretty bad. Ah. Because over time, there should be a change. Through so much prayers, you wonder why it takes so long for people to get delivered or saved or whatever. It looks like it takes years and years and years, don't it? But guess what? God going to do it in his time, not your time. You may have a reason that was not so good for things to happen, why you want it to happen. And you know how people want to make their own testimony? You seen them people, huh? And they want to try to force God to do something. You can't force God to do nothing. You see what I'm saying? You cannot force him to do nothing. Listen to what he said. This is what the 38th verse said. I know I jumped to that, but I wanted you to know where he was there. Okay? Go back to the 38th. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. See, Mary had to accept the word. When she heard it, she said, "Wow, you know, at first it don't sound so good. You know, me, I'm going to have, what? No, nuh-uh." But she said, "Be it unto me, let it be so." Okay? Now, what happened? It's happening. It's happening. Did she feel it happening? She know there was a change. Hear what I'm saying? Wasn't there a change? Praise God. So there was a change. And she got up. She rose. She went in the hill country into the city of Judah, entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. Hey, here comes something else sounding good. Sounding good. God just moving to do what? To perform his word for us. Do you know there's angels all around you right now waiting to bless you, waiting to do for you for what you call and ask them for? But just when they're about to deliver you or bless you or to do whatever it is that you ask them, you started doubting. The enemy come in and bring a doubt to you. Well, maybe he can do it. Well, I don't know if he going to do it or not. You just blew it. Now you got to wait all over again. Now, let me tell you, that waiting all over again is bad. You don't want to do that. Praise God. But he said, I'm going to perform. I'm going to do it. You can bank on it. I'm telling you, I am going to do it. But when he told her about when she believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord, she had to go encourage Elizabeth too. Mary had to go encourage her. You see? Because look for the manifestation. I could tell everyone on here, if I don't say now another word today, look for the manifestation. Look for the manifestation of what you're looking for, what you're desiring. But don't try to hurry God. You keep faith, keep the faith, keep believing, keep trusting, keep seeing it. You got to keep seeing it, because if you don't see it, it ain't gonna happen. And stop trying to see the wrong thing. Stop trying to covet other people's stuff, a thing, a people. You see what I'm saying? We covet other people's church. We covet other people. We covet other people's houses. We covet other people's husbands. We covet other people's wives. We always coveting something, their jobs or whatever. See? How are you, God, going to perform something with that sin lurking? I want to be like so-and-so. No, you don't. You coveting them and their gifts also. You see? Now, you can't put on there and sound good to me on that because he ain't tell you to covet other man's goods.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's sinning. That's sinning. That's sinning. Do you see me? See? Mary had the performance. Elizabeth had the performance. Are you getting the performance also? Hmm? Is he doing what he say he's going to do in your life? Is there a transaction going on in your life? Come on, talk to me now. Hey, do it sound good? Huh? Come on now. Hey now, praise God. Now, let's run to Isaiah 46 and 11. Praise the Lord. Back to that way. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also, what? Do it. Did you hear me?
Amen.
If I never say another word, remember them words. Just get Isaiah 46 and 11, especially this bottom part. I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it, purposed it. I will also do it. That means he will perform it. Huh? The performance is in session right now. Hmm? Because he does what? He has also filled the purpose. What he called you to do. The thing is, you don't know your purpose when you see it. You don't know you're operating in your purpose. You don't know what God wants you to do because you don't know who you are. And when you begin to know who you are, then you'll know what your purpose is. It will be manifest to you and through you. And in you, it will be manifest. See what I'm saying? It will be. Your faith causes it to be activated. Huh? Because you trust in God, what he say. When you say, it sounds good to me, oh, my God, it sounds so good to me. Huh? When you get a good prophecy, what you say? Ooh, that sounds so good to me. You get overjoyed, don't you? When God moves, you get overjoyed. Ooh, that sounds good to me. Love it, love it, love it. You'd say all these type of things to yourself and to anybody within earshot. Hear you explaining all this stuff, talking about, oh, how good God is. Oh, that sounds so good to me. You say you'll do it, then you do it. Did I accept it? Huh? So we got a lot going on, don't we? Look at them blessings just flowing, huh? He says it's going to come to pass. You're already blessed. He bless you when you acknowledge him, when you begin to praise his name and glorify and magnify without having to have an audience. You don't have to have an audience to praise God. You don't have to have an audience to say thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. Ooh, that sounds so good to me, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm getting a little loud, I know. I'm sorry. I was going a little way, you know, praise God. And you start praising God and thanking him, you know, just seeing him bringing things to pass. Ooh, my God, my God. Now, let's run to Ezekiel, then I'm going to leave it up and run it to Pastor Eva, if she want to go first. So. Okay, Ezekiel 12:25, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Did you hear? It shall be no more prolonged. I love it, this show sounds good to me. Ooh, he say, it shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Can you say amen? Ooh, hallelujah. Let me tell you, sounds good to me. He said he wasn't going to do what? It won't be prolonged no more. You've been waiting a long time, haven't you? Huh? You've been waiting how long? You know, have you counted the days, or it just seemed like eons of time has gone by and look like you've been forever waiting? Oh, I know how that feels. Been there, done that. But let me tell you, it's going to end, because he said it's going to come to pass. And what's going to happen? He's going to perform it. He's going to do what he said he was going to do. If you can just believe it today. All I'm trying to give you a little encouragement, believe it today. Whatever's going on in your life, God is going to bring an end to it. Now, when he do it, he didn't give me no date to tell you your problem's going to end on this date or that. I don't go for no dates unless I'm extremely sure that God is saying it, because you can get in plenty trouble if you give dates. You got to be exceptionally sure that it's God's that's saying the date. You see? But he is saying to you today, you know, he's not going to prolong it anymore. You know why? Time is drawing near, and the blessings has got to flow now. Because things are winding up. God is about to return. Jesus is about to return to the earth to gather his people. And everything is happening. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. You don't know how the weather going to be. You don't know whether who's doing what. If you know these people that's in control over the United States and whatever else that's in control is going to stop everything. You can't get on the plane. You can't drive a bus. You can't get on this. You can't do this. You can't do that. You don't know what they're going to do next. Huh? Because, you know, there's an outrage against people of different races now. See, you don't know when somebody gonna go off the deep end and start the shooting or whatever they be doing. Bombing, shooting, or whatever. You don't know. So listen, get in the now. Get in the now. He said he's not going to prolong it any longer. It ain't going to be no more. He's prolonged it long enough. Now it's time for you to get your blessing. It's time for you to be blessed. Time for your blessing to multiply. I like multiply. I'll take that word. Now that sounds good to me. See, but it's manifesting. That multiplication is manifested in your life. Well, what you want multiplied? Not no children, do you? Huh? How many children you want? 10?
Excuse me? No, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, at that time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. You know, I promised you I wasn't going to be so very long, but, you know, right quick here. I'm going to, we're going to call on, is she there?
Yes, she is.
Well, then.
You can go ahead and call him.
All right. Prophetess, Pastor.
Pastor Dungy.
Hallelujah.
Good
morning.
No.
I call y'all
Lord.
Both this morning.
We're in real form.
I'm here, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just love you guys.
We love you too. We tried to get you yesterday, but we should try again today.
I guess I was kind of low. You guys didn't hear me when I responded, but I guess it wasn't for me to respond yesterday.
Oh,
but I'm here today. Yeah. I'm here today, and I love my Florida family. I just love God's people. I love God because he's always on time. God always give us what we need when we need it. Even when we don't realize he's giving it to us, he's giving it to us. And I'm saying that because tonight I will be doing my first group open forum setting in my theater room here in my complex. So it's an open forum and people are going to be coming in. And, you know, we're going to talk about personal things. We're going to talk about world events. Whatever God lays upon our heart, we're just going to let people be able to vent and just talk about, you know, what's going on. Because a lot of times in life, we don't get to say what's in our heart. Sometimes we might feel that somebody might say, you know, have something to say about us, what we say or how we feel about things. So people nowadays, they suppress a lot of things. And so this topic you're talking about is, you know, God will put his words in our mouth. Because I was like, Lord, I don't know what you got me doing. I don't know what you want me to say. And then I get on here, and here my apostle is answering the questions that I've been having, asking the Lord. He said, you just show up and let me show out. And I like that scripture. I love that scripture in Jeremiah 1:9. It says, behold, I have set my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdom. God says, I formed you. I sanctified you. I ordained you. I set you over nations. And before all of that, I knew you. So God already knows us. He knows how we think. He knows how we're feeling. And and sometimes, you know, he got to do like Apostle do me, just push me out there. I already know what you're capable of doing. So I'm just going to put you out there. And you know, when I first got on, I heard her saying that God will put his words in your mouth. And so I thought about that. And, you know, how people say the expression, you put those words in my mouth. Well, how is a person going to put their words in your mouth? First of all, you got to hear what someone is saying.
Yeah.
So if we're reading God's word, if we're standing and we're sitting in church and we're listening to the pastor preach about God's word, those words are going into our psychic.
Yeah.
And they're being stored there.
Yes.
And then so whenever the time comes up where we need a certain word, because we've already read it, because we've already heard it, it comes up.
Yes,
so
it does.
That's why I'm thinking, okay, so you know then, I don't have to be concerned about what I'm going to say. It's God's word, but it's my voice. And
Amen.
If we really believe what God is saying and what God has done in our life, then when those words come out, they come out with life. They come out with conviction. And it causes another person to believe because we believe. Our words speak life. That's another thing Apostle was saying. So we have to be very careful of what we say.
Yes.
As a Christian, God said he has given us the power and the authority so that when we speak, just like he spoke with Moses. I think I was a Moses because I was afraid to say anything because I didn't know for sure if what I was saying was going to be the right thing. Moses was afraid because he stuttered and he didn't feel like that what he said was going to make an impact on people. But God said that the words that will change our life, he put them in our mouth. So that means
that's
our
right.
confession. Whatever we've been through in life, we just share with other people.
Yes.
And it becomes effective because it worked for us.
Yeah.
So we feel that if it works for us, it's going to work for somebody else.
Yes.
God says today that you are where you are on purpose. God does not move by accident. Nothing is coincidental.
No.
He has ordained and assigned us where we are today.
Yes,
we are not here by accident. We're not on this line today by accident. Everybody that's listening, everybody that's going to listen to the recording, it is God ordained that you hear this message today. You are not here because some committee voted you on. You're not where you are because denominational strings were pulled. You are there wherever you are because God has set you in the place, and he set you there that he might be glorified through you. So one of the ways that God does that is he places his words in our mouth. God is not doing this. He's not giving us the intelligence we have. He's not giving us the knowledge of the Bible that we have to brag about how much we know the word or how close we are to God. He gives us what we have inside of us to glorify him. Each one of us has gifts and talents inside of us. And, yes, it helps us to make money and it helps us to be around a certain group of people. But the main thing it does to glorify God is supposed to bring people closer to God. That is what our life is composed of. Everything we say, do, be, and act, it is to bring glory to God. If we're not making people think about God, if we're not bringing people closer to God, then there's a problem. There's something wrong with what we're doing. I thought about Apostle, she just be all in my Kool-Aid. She was talking about angels, God sending angels all around. And I had just got off of this other prayer line, and the pastor prophesied, and she said, I see angels all over you guys' housetops. She said, I see angels just flying around, leading you and guiding you and protecting you. And then when the apostle said it just confirmed what God was saying. So we don't really have to be concerned about what's going on in this world if we're walking in the light of God. Because God says, I put my angels over you to overcharge over you to guard you in all your ways. And if you even stub your foot, he said, I will get them to pick you up before you stub your foot against the stone. So God says, I got you. I got you. I just want you to pay attention to me. Focus on me. Listen to my words. Follow what my words are saying. God has laid the blueprint. Everything we need is in his Bible. We don't have to go to man. We don't have to go to no fortune teller. We don't have to read no astrology. People go around talking about my sign is this, so I do that. Don't you know that's a spirit of witchcraft? Don't you know that is just man generalizing a person's life? Because I guarantee you, if you read somebody else's sign, it's going to say almost the same thing that yours is saying. Something similar. So we can't be going on with man is saying when God has all the answers. God says, call unto me. He said that in Jeremiah. Call unto me. Call unto me, and I will answer you. And I will He said, I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. You don't have to go to nobody else. Yes, God put people in the He got pastors. He got Christian counselors. He got your mom. He got your daddy. He got sometimes a stranger will come up and give you a word. But if they confirm it, because, you know, most of the time I've heard that most of the time when somebody says something to you, God has already told you in your spirit the answer. And that person is only confirming it. God said he will confirm his word by two or three witnesses. So I usually look for at least two or three people or situations, maybe something I read, but some kind of way, whatever I already feel in my spirit that God has told me, even then I don't recognize that it's God saying it to me, somewhere in the recess of my spirit, I already know. And then you know, somebody tell you something, you're going to say, you know, I just thought about that today. Or something told me that. That something was the Holy Spirit already putting the answer down in your spirit. But because we don't recognize the voice of God, he has to see in other ways to confirm what he's already told us. That's how God works. He's not going to just leave us out there. God says He has placed his word in your mouth. He said, told Jeremiah, I touch your mouth and I put my word in your mouth. So God's hand touched us. Nobody else is he allowed to touch our mouth. Nobody else is he allowed to put things in our spirit, man, because he does not want it to be tainted or toxic or contaminated. So he makes sure he does it. You know, I thought about what Apostle was saying about how she kept speaking about money. She's going to get money. And my spirit just got excited for her. Because, you know, it came in my spirit that God, the devil always tries to send Ishmael before God sends us the Isaac. And I thought about, you know, how the husband and wife, was it Rebecca and Jacob? I always get the two characters mixed up because in there was Joseph. And they were of old age, and they were praying to God about a child. And she in her haste, decided to give her maidservant to her husband because she was younger and fertile, and she felt like she could do that and get a child, and she would be stealing God's graces. And Was it Jacob? And he had the son. But it was out of the will of God. So the baby was called Ishmael. Ishmael is like a substitute. It's like the devil's substitute. The devil's answer to your prayer instead of God answering the prayer. She was in such a haste. After God gave her a word that it was going to happen, she got tired of waiting. So she's going to try to push God's hand and make it happen. And so then she got jealous of the maid, and she wanted to send her and the baby away because she didn't want her husband to be so in love with him that she was scared that he was going to be in love and so thankful to her because she helped him have a baby. And so then God reprimanded them and said, I told you I was going to give you a child, but I didn't tell you how or when. And see, we like to get ahead of God. We get a prophecy, and then all of a sudden, ooh, we want to hurry up and get that prophecy to come forth. But in God's timing, they had the Isaac. They had the promised child. But they had to repent, and they had to really go to God and say, you know what, Lord, I am so sorry that I ran ahead of you. I'm so sorry that I tried to be God. I'm so sorry that you told me to go left and I went right. And we do that. We as humans, we do that. God give us the word. We want to hurry up and make it happen. And I thought about, you know, Apostle, and she was speaking the word about money. And then when she said she went to the bank, and all of a sudden she's seeing that windfall of money. And I said, you know what, devil? You try to turn what God was doing around for your sake and cause her to be discouraged. Oh, God, show me the money, but it really wasn't mine. This is in my mind now. And what I heard was, that was her Ishmael. God is still going to bring forth that Isaac. And I call it forth in right now. God, let our apostle see how the money looked just falling, just flying at her. And I thank you, Father God, that not only did she see it behind in an area where it couldn't come to her, but it's going to come to her just like that and more so in the supernatural realm. It's going to come to her that it will be her. She will be able to touch it. She will be able to manage it. She will be a great steward over it. I see an open heaven, and Apostle and Bishop standing there, and their arms are just opened up in the air. And you ever seen that game where it's called the money booth? And you inside this booth and money is flying all around and you have to reach out and however much you catch, you get the key.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now. The money is just falling from heaven just all around them and they just catching it, just catching it, just catching it. Lord God, I thank you for the windfall of finances that's coming into this ministry, this city of victory. It's awesome that they're called the city of victory because they are victorious. Their name is victory. And I thank you, Lord God, you called them, you put that in their heart to call their ministry that for a reason. Because and they, every time they speak it, every time that they tell somebody what the name of their church means, it is empowering them. It is calling things to manifest. I thank you, Lord God, for manifestation. They've been waiting a long time. Yes, we don't know how and when it's going to happen, but we know it's going to happen. And I stand with them. Lord God, you said there's power in numbers. You said, well, two can send a thousand, one can send a thousand, two can send 10,000. So I just thank God today for that windfall of blessings coming from that open heaven, falling down on Apostle Bishop, on Minister Diane, on Pastor George, on Deacon Michael, Pastor Sharon, all those that are connected to them. It's coming, and it's not going to take a long time in coming. I'm just believing this. Right now, the doors of the windows of heaven are being pulled open. I thank you, Lord God, that they are already in position, and I thank you, Lord God, that it's raining down money on them in the name of Jesus. It's raining down money. And, Lord God, you said my words speak life, so I'm speaking life into this situation. That Ishmael is gone, and Isaac has come forth in the name of Jesus. It's just a done deal. It's just a done deal. It's just the acre of that. Wonder is just a done deal. We thank you. She talked about manifestation, and when she was talking about that, I thought about sometimes, you know, during the holidays or just because, you get a phone call from a loved one, and they say, we coming to visit. So as soon as you hang up that phone, you're already thinking what I need to put in place, what I need to do. You start cleaning up the house. You start setting up a room for them where they're going to sleep at. You start doing all this preparing. As they are on the way, you are also making things, putting things into place to receive them once they come. And that's what God says we have to do. When he gives us a word about something, we have to start acting like it's already on the way or it's already there. That's the only way we're going to be able to receive it when it comes. We don't want to wait till the last minute, and then they come in and they have to see you cleaning up. Oh, I'm sorry, I was there, had a busy day. I got to pick up this, I got to pick up that. Then that kind of discourages them. Do I really want to stay here? But if you already have things in place, it's going to make whatever's coming your way to come on and be ready and already be received. You're going to be ready for it. It's going to be ready for you. God said it's time to start preparing for whatever you've been praying about. Start acting like you already got it.
Yes.
Act like you already have it. That's how we start speeding things up. That's how we start believing. Like Apostle was saying, we got to see it. We got to receive it. We got to believe it. Just start acting like you already have it, and then it heightens up your acceptance. It heightens up your eagerness to get it, and it's going to make you start talking about it more. Start seeing it. And once you start seeing and believing it, it's going to make it pull it out wherever it is. Pull it out of the heavenlies into the earthly realm. So we're just going to start believing and receiving today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, when God gave Jeremiah the word, Jeremiah realized being one who speaks the word of God is an awesome task. It's awesome when you tell somebody something or you speak God's word and you see it come to pass. Some people start thinking, oh, I got some power. But no, we spoke God's word. God's word has the power. So don't get it twisted.
Amen.
always stay humble. Always walk in the spirit of humility. And then God will use you. God already know how you're going to act. He already knows how you're going to think. But he's going to still put his word out there because God said, my word does not go out void, but it shall accomplish everything I set it out to do. So even if you get all high in your horse, somebody out there still needs to hear that word. They still going to get blessed. God going to deal with you. But he still needs his people to be blessed. There are many pastors in churches. They reading the Bible, speaking God's word, taking up offerings, and then they take that offering and stuff and be using it for something else. And a lot of people say they don't like to go to church because the pastor is mismanaging money or all they want is money. But you're not giving your money to please that pastor. You giving your money out of obedience to God. Whatever they do with it afterwards, that's on them. So don't stop being obedient to God's word. God tells us in Malachi 3:10. He just tells us God is a God of giving and receiving. He said, whatever we sow, that shall we reap. So if we pay our 10%, our tithe, off of our growth, before we get anything, before the taxes are taken out, before we pay any bills, the first thing we should think about is giving to God and giving to the church, the ministry that we're connected with. And then we do our offering. Sometimes people don't have enough money, and their offering could be in servitude. Maybe you can go help clean up the church. Maybe you can go help your neighbor in some way. That's an offering. But God says, give, and it shall be given back unto you a good measure. That means whatever you give out, God gives you back some and even more. So don't be concerned about what people are doing with the money. You just be obedient and pay your tithe and offering. Bless a man or woman of God that has given you a word that has changed your life, whether it's on this Blog Talk Radio, wherever it is, that you receive something that makes your life better and draws you closer to God, you're supposed to bless that person. And this Blog Talk Radio, oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And I know if I've been blessed, every time I come on here, I know you guys have been blessed. So, and I'm not on here telling you to give. I am on here to tell you you should give money to Blog Talk Radio. But that's not what I came on here for. But evidently, that's the Holy Spirit just put that into my heart. So I got to be obedient to what I hear the Lord tell me to say. So I'm speaking the word with my mouth that God has put inside of me. God sounds like me. Do you understand that? So when we stand and speak the word of God, we may speak it out of our mouth, but it's his word. So a lot of people get it twisted because they think, oh, that's just them talking. No, that's God talking through me. You're not going to hear God's voice. You're going to hear my voice, but you're going to hear God's words coming out of my mouth. God says he puts his thoughts in our mouth. He's already settled it. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and I'm not asking you to handle my thoughts. He said, our motherboard does not have enough memory space to hold all that he would have to speak to us, all that we should say. We would blow a fuse, and our mind would automatically delete some stuff. So God is saying, I'm trying to help you to think my thoughts. Just speak my words. He said, I'll speak my words through you because I entrust my words into your mouth. So God is entrusting his words every time Apostle gets on this Blog Talk Radio. She's not going to tell you anything that she feels is going to hurt you. If you get offended, I don't even call it offense. I call it conviction because it might hurt your feelings. But in actuality, that's the Holy Spirit convicting those spirits, telling you something is wrong. You have thought this, you have done this. And now Apostle is talking about it because God wants to fix that in you. Yeah, you might feel a little offended, but you convicted. So just take it like a man. Put on your big girl drawers and say, you know what, she right. I did it. Now I got to fix it. And God is using her to show me how. So don't get offended. Just take it. Swallow that bitter pill and do your thing. Do what you know you're supposed to do to make things right. You repent. You ask the Lord to give you the strength to not do it again. You go and you apologize to someone if you've hurt them, because God is not going to forgive us until we go and ask for forgiveness or forgive someone else. So you don't want to hold up your blessing. So you have to be careful what you say to people. You got to be careful of how you react to somebody else's actions. You got to make sure that you read your word. You got to make sure that you go to church, to a Bible teaching church. Not these churches that they give you something to pacify you. The ones that give you all these little sweet sugar messages to make you feel all happy. Sometimes you're going to be at church and they're going to be a message that might make you hurt you or make you mad, but that's because your spirit has been convicted. So just take it. Take what you're hearing on this Blog Talk Radio. Take it to heart. Take it as for instruction. Take it as guidance. Take it as a wake-up call. Take it that God is trying to get a message to me. He's trying to tell me, hey, it's time for you to stop your dead in your tracks and turn around and go the other way. But whatever you receive, know that this awesome woman of God and all those that she have on here, because she ain't going to put nobody on here that she knows is going to come on here and toxic this radio station. Whoever she put on here to speak, she already knows that they have God. And they're going to hear God's voice and not a stranger are they following. So just be encouraged today. Know that Jesus loves you and he wants the best for you, because he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And each one of us, each one of you that know God's word are a minister. You have the ability to speak God's word and change somebody's life. So speak God's word today and change somebody's life today. Amen. I just thank God for the opportunity. And I just pray, if there's any spirit of backlash, retaliation, I just put it back into the hands of our awesome apostle and thank her for trusting me with you today.
You know, and nothing to thank me for is that concern. You're quite welcome. We love you, we love you, we love you. Wish we could be with you as you step out there. And use what's set before you. We thank God for you, all that you've said. And we thank God for you that are listening, have been listening. And I know you enjoy Pastor Dungey. We know you enjoy her, because she always has something to say, and God uses her greatly. Amen. Amen. And he used you too. You talk to me, somebody call me, let me know, so we can put you up there too. We'll press you, push you, and pester you too. Till we get you there. Amen. Where you're supposed to your purpose, to your purpose. We just only trying to get you to do what God has called you to do. And it's a job in all itself, okay? We thank God for you being there. Here's Sister Diane. You want to say hi, Pastor Sharon? No. She has been waving her hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. She has come a long ways. Amen. So I'm not going to mess with her. Here's Sister Diane. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word that came forth. Now, if it's not too late, y'all can send a donation. We have our turkey drive every Thanksgiving and Christmas. We do some too for some needy families. Okay, this We got 20 families that we are feeding this year. All right. You can send us some donations, please, to help us out, if you will. Nothing is too small or too great that we, you know, we need. All right. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, we just say thank you. Thank you for the word that came forth. And know that the word that came forth, you say what? It sounds good to me. Now, as you say it believing and trusting God. It sounds good to me. And I also heard the woman of God said to say, Jeremiah 1:9, I have put my words in thy mouth. Say it, believe it, and trust it today. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Continue to pray one for another. Continue to trust God. Have faith in God today. I just say thank you. I thank you for the word. I thank you that it sounds good to me. So you know what? You're tuning every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It, and you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It's some awesome listening. Again, if you'd like to listen to this broadcast over again, you can go ahead to blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It. You can also send your tithes, your donations, your offering, blessing the woman of God, blessing Blog Talk Radio, to LogionInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION.com, internationalministries.com, and hit that donate button. Know that no donation is too small or too great. You can go ahead and you can also send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., that's tomorrow night now, 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Be blessed today. Have a blessed and safe weekend. Till then.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Some let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.